I realized this was a bad idea at around the time the alien biotech started pulsing with dark pleasure under my ribs. Not that it had ever been a good idea, of course. When you boil it down, there are two types of plans, the ones that get you killed and the ones that don't. When you're in the business of stealing illegal goods from dangerous people, risk is part of the deal. But it was only since I'd been injected with StormTech that I'd started enjoying it. The rush of adrenaline, the thrill of danger, the heat of aggression. The polymer atrium of the spaceport, with its recycled oxygen and pallid lighting, was freezing, but my skin was flushed and prickling with fresh sweat, my breathing shallow, my hands twitching by my sides. I think I was even salivating for some action, moist, sticky saliva filling my mouth like molasses. I grimaced. I hated when my body did that. Twitchy hands were acceptable and sweaty skin I could handle, but I was never going to get used to a sudden mouthful of saliva. The StormTech only got this keyed up when I was walking into something no sane person would consider. Nothing to do but press on, keeping a watch on my body and my surroundings. Breathing hard, sweat snaking down my spine, I stepped into the spaceport terminal. It was frantic, in the way only spaceports can be. People wandering around and clutching e-tickets, lining up for zero-gravity nausea meds, whirling to meet flight schedules, all while drones jostled overhead. No easy feat for a guy my size, though folks tended to edge out of my way. The humid, hot stench clung to every surface of the spaceport like a bad reputation. The StormTech had elevated my senses, letting me smell the difference between the spicy gunpowdery stink of a suit lined with asteroid dust and the greasy odor of a suit worn by an engine room worker. Between the familiar smell of human and the unfamiliar one of some alien species. The smells all tumbling together and oozing into every pore. Didn't matter which planets or which spaceports you went to in the universe, all spaceports smelled like this. I'd visited enough of them back when I was a soldier. Golden lights glistened down on tiles shiny with engine grease as I stepped into tumultuous streets. Only now did my body heat drop, my breathing returning to normal. Slowly, I started to think more clearly as my focus unclouded. Eyes on the corners, ears open, mapping escape routes and points of interest, scanning the crowd for weapons and possible assailants. Paranoid? Perhaps. But paranoia is always preferable to a bullet in the face.